You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Cadet. At the Idaho State House, Republicans control about 80% of both the House and the Senate. Out of 105 seats, only 21 are held by Democrats. And today, we are getting the opportunity to talk with two retiring Democrats who have been leaders for the party during their time at the State House. Senator Sheree Buckner Webb has held office since 2010 when she was elected to the House. In 2012, she won her Senate seat in Boise's District 19. And Senator Marianne Jordan was originally appointed to her position in 2015 after more than 10 years on the Boise City Council. In fact, she actually served in both roles for 2 years. Well, now both of them have announced that they will not run for re-election in the fall. The state senators are joining us live for kind of an exit interview in the midst of a very busy legislative session. I want to thank you both for taking some time today.
Thanks for having us.
Don't mind a bit leaving for a few minutes to come here. Not a bit. Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. Take all the time you need. You know,
we're going to speak slowly today.
Here for you.
Perfect. Well, I want to know to both of you, what went into your decision to not run again?
Oh, she's giving me the face.
Yes, she is.
So, you know, for me, it's something that I sort of came to a while back, but I needed to sit with for a while. I've been in public service consistently for over 25 years, and it's been an honor and a privilege. But you get to a place where you kind of know it's the right time, and you get tired of the answer to a lot of questions being, I can't do that, I have to get back. I have to get back for a meeting. I have to get back for a commitment. And it's just kind of time to go out and explore some of the other things in life that it's got to offer, and ready to do that.
And what about you?
I would say that when I came into the legislature, I looked at the lay of the land and looked at the demographics of both bodies. And I thought, you know, an important thing would be not to stay too long. I think that part of what makes it a vibrant body is that we bring on younger folks. Of course, we are not old ladies at all. We are vibrant.
You are in the prime of your life.
Absolutely. But I do think it's really important when I think of things, especially like education, you really need to be cutting edge. You need to have a view of the future that is maybe not in the minds of some of us. So 10 years was a good run. I loved it. When folks say retired, I said, I'm leaving the legislature. I'm not necessarily retiring. I think there's still an encore to come.
I love that. Right? That there's still more to come, maybe just not in this setting. Do you think that there is time and room for younger people, new blood, to come in? I mean, what kind of necessity is that?
I think it's really important, and I think it's up to us to try to make time and room for it. One of the conversations I've been having with business leaders and government leaders across the state whenever I have the chance is encouraging them to build programs that allow some of their younger employees to take a legislative leave and have the opportunity to serve. You know, this is not a high-paying position. It's not the kind of thing that people can make a living off of. And so a whole lot of folks are left out of the equation because they've got to raise their families and pay their bills and do all those things. And so if folks have the opportunity to take a leave from their job to do service, I think that's something that the community should offer in a bigger way. It would bring a lot more diversity to the State House.
Well, and speaking of diversity, Senator Webb, I mean, when you were elected, you were one of the only people of color represented in the State House. Do you see a problem in the ability of each party recruiting minority candidates? I mean, in fact, our population, 12% Latino, and yet we could not think of an individual who represents that community in the State House.
One of the things I have to say is to give credit to my colleagues who are Sue Chu's been in the House for a long time. She's an Asian woman. Paulette Jordan served, and there was another woman, and I can't think of her name right this minute, also Native American, and they served admirably. So I would say there's room for it, but there's still room for more. One of the things that I think is absolutely critical, you know, when we go through things like women's rights and people of color, I think we all have rights. Find somebody that's qualified, ready, willing, and able to do the work. And it would be great if we could make sure we have a diverse population that's representative of the state of Idaho.
As the two of you are wrapping up this session, looking back on your time, what have you been the most proud of that you've been able to accomplish?
And I'm still standing.
But there you go.
Mercy.
There's something to be said for that.
Yes, there is.
You know, I think the thing I'm most proud of, it's, you know, when you're in a minority position in the state house the way we are, it's tough to get legislation through. It really is difficult. But I think that the thing I'm most proud of for our whole caucus is that we will always speak our truth to power. There's a certain freedom in knowing that you're not going to be able to get a whole lot done. And so you can actually, you know, talk about how things are adversely affecting Idahoans and how harmful some of the things that we see in the state house are. And I think that's really important for that voice to be heard.
You know, speaking of that, you have both been advocates of passing what's known as Add the Words. It's a bill that would protect folks from discrimination due to their sexual...
Trying to pass.
Trying, yes. And it would add, so for people who are not aware, this would advocate that there would not be discrimination due to their sexual orientation and their gender identity. Absolutely. Senator Jordan, you introduced the proposal this session. It has not gained traction. In fact, lawmakers in the House are debating several measures that LGBTQ advocates are quite concerned with.
These antithesis of including
right.
people as human, the antithesis. That's what's going on in the House right now. And unfortunately, I fear it will come to the Senate.
So with that being said, just this morning, Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin came out with an opinion saying that the bill in particular that deals with transgender athletes is unconstitutional.
That has to do with transgender women playing on women's basketball teams.
So when you see that the Attorney General comes out with an opinion like that, what does that do for you? How did you feel when you saw that today?
I was thrilled to see it. Senator Jordan read it to me in the car as we were coming over. My concern is that it won't have any value with regard to what happens in the legislature. I would hope that it would, but that's my concern right now.
That's always the worry. I mean, we see so many things come through that we know are unconstitutional. We're told they're unconstitutional. And there is a cadre of folks in the legislature that will double down when they hear that. You know, we have a rule about gender markers on birth certificates that is directly the result of a court order, and it's not even been heard yet. So there seems to be a willingness to waste a whole lot of tax dollars on constitutional fights, knowing that the state's going to lose.
Unfortunately, it's intentional.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's distressing when you think about the cadre of people that we all represent and what their expectations are of their legislators, that we are, what I feel, being deceitful.
And then when we get back to Add the Words, because this is a conversation that has been going on for years now.
It predates me in the legislature.
Right.
I think Nicola Faber was one of the first to bring it, Senator Nicola Faber.
Right. And I remember covering that more than a decade ago. Mm-hmm. What is it like, though, to know that you will more than likely leave office without Add the Words being passed?
You know, it's incredibly disappointing, but it's also something that I feel like by us keeping this conversation alive and not letting it just be put on a shelf and giving up, you know, progress continues to be made. And so we want to leave that legacy for people that come after us, and hopefully things will take a shift in the state house.
And we'll see quite frankly, progress. I'm not done yet. You know, I can raise more cane outside the legislature than perhaps within. And now I have a greater understanding of how those systems mm-hmm. operate. It's just an inequity that cannot continue.
And can that play into, as we talked about, when you bring younger people in, when we bring more diversity in, could that help with some of these issues, like Add the Words, like the transgender athletes, you know, the gender marker on birth certificates?
Well, one of the things I just want to say, even though it sounds like I'm saying only young folks can do this, there are a lot of seasoned sisters and brothers that are really
right.
willing to have who have a new view of the world, and they can bring those changes too. It's no respecter of people, but we need people that are forward thinking. That's what we need. And we need the involvement from every sector to make this a reality.
And I think there's been a generational evolution on these issues. I mean, you know, you talk to young people today, and they don't even understand what the big deal is here. I mean, it's tough to even explain why we're still at this mm-hmm. place. And the other thing that I think it's really important, too, is that this is an economic issue. This is a business issue in the state of Idaho, and it is causing Idaho significant economic harm. There are a lot of companies that are passing on Idaho because their employees are not going to feel protected. And that's just not a place we need to be. There's no point to it.
And that we'll say, I'm not coming, even mm-hmm. to find out if there are protections, because our messages precede us.
Mm-hmm. I do want to talk about some of the things, though, that you have been able to get accomplished, because I think sometimes we focus on, because it's a minority in the state house, that it's hard to get things done, as you said, Senator Jordan, but you have been able to do certain things. Senator Buckner Webb, I mean, this session, one of the bills that you've sponsored is the Too Great for Hate license plate. I mean, is this an example of your focus on human rights, not just during your time in public office, but as part of just who you are?
Right. Let's say I got it through the Senate. Still has to go through the House. And I'm going to say, I don't say it's done until it's done. And I really believe that license plate, for example, has come through from the Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial, really indicates what's Idaho, because Idaho has been a haven for all kinds of folks of different colors, different races, ethnicities. We had one of the first Jewish governors here in the state of Idaho. It was a respite for Church of Latter-day Saints. It's been people from all over the world. But right now, we're acting a little crazy. We're saying who we don't want in. We want to bring you in to work our fields, but we don't necessarily want you to be in our state. So we have a whole lot of work to do. I'm glad that passed, and I hope it's symbolic of what we will do in the future, that hate has no place in this state. And if we could eradicate that does exist, I'd be really happy.
As you start to wrap up this final session, what do you wish you could have seen get accomplished that did not?
Well, I think we've kind of talked about that in a way. And then the other thing that I continue to be kind of disappointed in is that one of the things that really drove me to the legislature was, in my time of service at the city, I spent a lot of time at the legislature trying to beat back legislation that's really harmful to cities and counties. You know, if someone has an issue in their particular community, it doesn't mean we should change the law statewide and harm other communities. It means they should go home and work it out on a local level like everybody else does. And, I felt like I could try to bring some experience and explanation to some of those things. And we still see a lot of that. And that's a little bit disappointing, because I think that the legislature has properly before it a whole host of things, education, healthcare, child protection, that they need to really be focusing on without trying to micromanage communities.
The communities are so diverse and so unique that we need to stay in our lane. That's one of Senator Jordan's phrases that I've co-opted. Stay in our lane. We've got plenty of work to do.
So you are two of just seven Democrats in the Senate, and you are both leaving your posts. What are you hoping for the next generation of politicians in Idaho, whether they're Republican or Democrat?
A willingness to collaborate, a willingness to listen, a willingness to put themselves in an uncomfortable position for the right reason. All those things. Of course, I want them to be intelligent and forward-thinking and do diligence on their work. But those things are really critical to have a collaborative body making good decisions for the people.
Yeah, I agree. And I think if you can come to a place individually that you realize you can't be all things to all people, you can relax a little bit more into the work and try to focus in different areas. That's the thing that's been so great. Our caucus is small, but it's pretty mighty. And we have different areas of expertise and of interest. And so we can work in those areas and then rely on one another for help and support and not try to all do everything all the time, because you can just burn yourself out doing that.
What's next?
One of the things I'm really proud of is we've really worked across our caucuses, both houses, and also really put out the olive branch to work with mm-hmm. people on the other side of the aisle, and been very effective in that in a number of ways.
What is next for the two of you?
You know what? I don't know, and I'm glad I don't know. Ah. I'm going to kind of take some time and see what it looks like to maybe sit still for a little while. That's going to be a new learning skill,
right?
Yeah, and it's been kind of funny, because so many folks will say to us, well, now you can do this and now you can do this. And it's like, no, I don't think I need to do that yet. I think I just need to take a little break and do some traveling and spend some time with family and just kind of clean out my closet. Just see what life looks like without constantly be running back for
Absolutely.
Meetings and obligations.
Oh, right.
I'm going to release a new album called Oh Freedom.
Working on that right now.
Oh, freedom. Yeah.
I want to thank both of you for taking some time out of your day, but also thank you for serving. These can be thankless jobs. So both of you, thank you for the years that you have given to our state. We have been talking with Idaho State Senator Sheree Buckner Webb and Marianne Jordan. They both recently announced that they will not run for re-election. But as Senator Buckner Webb said, you're not done.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you both so much. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.